Drink about the game. said, wow, wow, wow. I drink and have a good time.
Translation is, I am John Doe, the sexy baron.
Yo soy Juan Massa, el barón del gusto latino.
He is the sexy love latino baron, yes.
Sí, 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 sí. Yo tengo una canción muy fácil, muy simplicado. para todos los cantabas, ahí tienes cuatro, yo tengo cuatro palabras. Muy fácil. La primera palabra es cerveza.
That's beer.
La segunda palabra es gasolina.
That's gasoline.
Y tres y cuatro es manejar para siempre.
Y'all supposed to sing along with El Wano on this next one. It's called Beer, Gas, and Ride Forever. And Pleasure Baron dancers right out there.
Santa Cruz! Santa Cruz, have you heard the news? There's gonna be a new Las Vegas! Ain't gonna be no more motherfucking Wayne Newton! No more Barbara Mandrell! No more fucking Steve Fried and Roy!
It's gonna be nothing but hunka hunka burning love bands all up and down the strip.
Everywhere you look and everywhere you go,
everybody's gonna be putting a Louisiana lip lock on a love pole chop.
Put Louisiana lip lock on my love pole.
Get your back rosy up.
ain't talking about fish. I ain't talking about ham.
Well, I guess I am talking about ham.
But I ain't talking about beef. I ain't talking about tofu.
Well. You know, you guys relaxing into the pleasure yet? You feel it easing over you slowly but surely. You know, pleasure, as the women will tell you, comes in many shapes and sizes. There's some pleasure, like mojo kind of pleasure, that just kind of clobbers you to death, you know? Then there's the country dick kind of smothering pleasure. Then there's the John Doe kind of greasy kind of pleasure, you know what I mean? And then there's the party doll kind of pleasure that, well, being the gentleman that I am, I won't even go into here, boys. But there's that other kind of pleasure. There's one other kind of pleasure. It's that kind of pleasure when you're out on your houseboat out there, floating just outside Monterey in the bay. You're burning some candles. It's about 2 a.m. and you're with the one you love. At least you're with the one you're telling that you love, right? And as you slip your arm around him or her, in your other hand you slip in an 8-track cassette of the great Al Green. And you kind of float down that ocean of pleasure to oblivion. Jesse James and Frank James and Billy Kidd, all the rest. Supposed to be some bad gentleman way out here in the West. But when they dug me and my gangster ways, they hung up their guns and made it to the graves. 'Cause I'm a gangster. Find it with me down at Memphis Minnie's, having a big steak dinner. When they asked her to come back, come on back, baby, and pick up your puny little prize, she stood up and told them, you just gonna realize that he's a gangster. Look out! I took up my long white horse Cadillac. I took a ride down by the borderline. And I married 77 women. And they all had babies at exactly the same time. And I took 25 with 30, moved them up to my Pacific Grove estate. And there's a $1 trillion reward for me right here in this very state.
Are you Johnny Guitar Watson?
In a very deep voice. And I said, well, no, but I'm wearing a shirt, Brother Sheriff. And you look like an intelligent young man. You've perhaps noticed that that is your kind, sweet, very, very, very affectionate, and formerly faithful wife on the back of my horse, 'cause I'm again.
Recently released High Tone Pleasure Baron's LP. that I'm sure all of you already own, right? For Mojo fans, I believe it's on 8-track as well. It's called The Pleasure Barons, live in Las Vegas. Last night, when I got home, about a 10:30, there was a woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, oh, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed my bags and I walked out and I ain't going back again. Find more pleasure in the arms of a nasty baron. Once I slaved and worked nights, tried to build a good life, but all work and no play has just cost me a wife. I feel you've always been close to me. You're looking pretty fine, Maria, with your pants around your knees. It just so happens I'm free tonight. I would like to make it early.
Vegas show would be complete without at least one song by the Biggie. By the Biggie. I'm telling you, it's a Biggie. Don't call her name.
Towards men hollering late at night. You know, there's songs, there's essentially three kinds of songs. There's songs about drinking, there's songs about killing, and there's songs about fucking. Well, let's hear the drinking song. Goes something like this. I'm drunk, but standing up in the wrong key. I'm drunk. But stand it up, hey, keep. Fill up my cup to the brim with Black Label. I'll drink the world under the table.
What he's getting ready to do now
free of charge, is the Mojo Nixon Buck Dance. You want to see the Buck Dance? Look at him go. Hey, Mojo. How much can a man give? Oh! Mojo! You want the microphone now?
Hey, leave it on the stand! Hey, kid! Fill up my cup!
Webster's Unabridged Dictionary under the words pleasure baron, you will see words like handsome, wealthy, tasteful, humble yet arrogant, but you will not see the word selfish. And at this moment in the pleasure baron's review, we would like to share with you for the first time the first of our party dolls, the beautiful, the talented, the Texan, Miss Katie Moffitt.
People talk about the birdies flying in the trees. People talk about the moon up there, the stars we cannot see. Don't know what's wrong with me. Talk about the good times that made us laugh and cry. Talk about the bad times just don't speak to my head. Sometimes, little boy, I think your heart is filled with lead.
On the keyboard. You know, one complaint that is leveled at the Barons is we do not get out of the cocktail lounge long enough to see what the kids are really putting down on the street these days, you know? I'll tell you what the kids are putting down these days, John. 20 years ago, we went to the lounges happy and content, and 20 years later, we came out and kids are still wearing bell bottoms and platform shoes. So because of that, we're going to do a song from about 20 years ago that I think the kids today can relate to. Maestro Steelbone Dick. Sanity
for our pride and our vanity. Turn our backs on humanity, and we don't give a lie.
The behemoth of love, the master of disaster, the large mounds of party pounds, get ready for Pleasure Dick Montana!
Don't we look fantastic? Scratch that each hole away.
Fontana.
Whoa. Dude, do I gotta play like this now? Do I gotta play like Billy fucking Zoom now? You know, Dave, I got out of the lounge a little while back, and I realized that there's a lot of pain in this. Pain and anger and just nasty shit. Believe it or not, you know, there is no more Yugoslavia. And I'd like to send this out to all the Yugoslavians in the audience. Northern California, and I guess that's good. I hit the fuck up worldwide!
John Doe! Let's hear it for the Moo Moo!
Let's hear it for Moo Moo Man!
I am Moo Moo Man! Hear me roar! Give me a good love chord there, baby! There was a tango, and there was a moo moo, and there was a poontang.
But I'm Moo Moo Man. I am Moo Moo Man. Hear me roar. And moo moo's too orange to ignore.
There was a tango, there was a poontang. I brought them together. Moo Moo Man brought them together and formed the poontango. I'm a very sexy man.
I know that I am.
He does it again.
I do it every night.
He does it every night.
With the boo boo, do it right.
With the boo boo, do it right.
Everybody say,
whoa.
Do the boom tango. It's a very easy dance.
It's a very easy dance.
You don't need any pants.
Brothers and sisters, we have some very talented women on stage tonight. You may have noticed that. Right now, we're gonna bring the second party doll out for a special number, Miss Rosie Juarez.
Apparently love on stage, apparently love on stage. Thank you.
Wow!
Holy shit, Rosa Flores. Well, we're all gonna go in the dressing room now and just hang our heads and sulk for a while. Jesus Christ.
Rosie Flores!
The Pens!
Wow. Boy, am I pissed. Ladies and gentlemen, Rosie Flores. You met Rosie. You met Katie. Over here on the pedal steel from Lafayette, Louisiana, Mr. Steelbone Dick. Standing right over here next to him, all the way from the great south side of Minneapolis, Mr. Johnny fucking View. Over here on the keyboards, ladies and gentlemen, he's single, he's rich, and he's a foreigner. From Oslo, Norway, Mr. Rick Solom. Back behind him on the drum from Del Valle, Texas, is Mr. Mike Montague. What's your last name, kid? Middleton. Standing way over there from San Diego, California. You know him, you love him, you're scared of him, Mr. Joey Harris. Yeah.
Barrett, Mr. John Doe,
and Rosie Flores.
Rosie, don't call me the weasel, Flores.
Do you feel the pleasure out there? Do you feel the moo-moo out there?
You know, to be a pleasure baron, you have to take the pleasure creed.
Are you ready to take the pleasure creed out there?
First, we must have creedly music. Brother Rick,
how you doing?
Going back to Las Vegas. Going back to Las Vegas. Going back to Las Vegas.
My nuts are happy because they're close to you.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Because I'm drunk on beer and my nuts are close to you.
Nevada,
walking into Caesar's Palace.
I had $5 million in my pocket. I saw this young lady right here. What's your name, girl? Judy. Hey, wait, you can't be grabbing my doodads. It costs extra. Call 1-900-DOODAD-GRAB. I said, Judy. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, goddamn. I think I'll be leaving the show now and joining the audience. I had $5 million in my pocket, and Judy's looking at me, and she said, Mojo, I need $10,000 because my mama's on an iron lung. Oh, and let everybody make a pitiful iron lung noise. So there I am walking into Caesar's Palace. I got $5 million in my pocket. I want to give her $10,000. But how do I know Judy's not going to spend that money on gambling? How do I know? I look her in the eye and I said, Judy, how do I know you're not going to spend that money on gambling? She said, Mojo! With her pitiful look on her face, thinking about a little bulb above her head with a picture of her mama and the iron lung in it. And Judy said, Mojo, I'm not gonna spend that money on gambling, because I already got gambling money, motherfucker!
I don't think we should let him quit now.
Is he done?
No, he's not done.
Son, brother number one, are you done? I have moo-moo power. Going back to Las Vegas.
The man, the moo moo, the music, the Mojo. Take a little nap, Mojo.
Ross, can you move him a little closer to the drum riser? Roll him over there. Mojo's gonna take a little nap right now. I'm gonna sing a song that's a little on the sleazy side. I hope we don't have too many sensitive people here today.
Thank you.
like to rock. Some people like to roll. Me, I like to lay around and satisfy my soul. I like my women short. I like my women tall. And that's about the only thing I really dig at all, yeah? I'm a laundry. Some people say I'm like Mojo, and my life's a wreck. Hell, that stuff doesn't faze me. I get unemployment checks. I run around in boots, drugs and booze I crave. And that's the way I'm gonna be when someone fits my grave. Hey, I belong to the beat generation. I don't let anything boggle my mind. I belong to the beat generation. Just if I can make some money, I don't know. Poop, poop, we do. Fuck you too. I belong to the beat generation. I don't let anything boggle my mind. I belong to the beat generation. And everything's going just fucking ducking.
Dick, the Moo Moo Bashing Baron.
He's got Moo Moo in me.
There are many brave pioneers in the world of pleasure, the men that go out and the women that go out and see what's at the end of the pleasure road. We'd like to do a song right now for one of those brave explorers. All those brave men of science that push the envelope of pleasure all the way to the return address. This song goes out to my old friend Tom and my old friend the Reverend. Talking to the ceiling and the wall. And he closed his eyes. Trap Boss in the Pancake House, Texas. And he ordered a couple of cups to go. And he tells the waitress, hey, I just found me the body of some guy that was famous long ago.
And so, I say, Uncle Bob, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna rap me a song or what, you motherfucker? And he says, yeah, John, just cause there's a pressure bearing chair coming up, I'm gonna write you a song. And this is what he came up with. Are you fucking ready, William? Okay, Dave, take it away, William.
Went out to the barn, got fixed on all two chicks. They called me Ragged Bar. First time the lads all night. I got a bullet head, one stray out, my back's been broken twice. Well, big old boots in my world, and my pants just feel for nice. They called me Ragged Bar. Cause I'm the lads all night. Some Cornish hands. I don't give a flying fuck if they call me Wrecking Ball. Cause I'm the baddest of them all. Well, we used to have friends. Now they're falling for it. They know it's hard to fly. When well, I come from the line. I can hear you on fire. Put my turn on you. That's what I'm called. I'm from Wrecking Ball. Fucking stop right on the top of the record line.
check it out. Check it out, mom. Oh, sorry. You know, everything is not just peaches and fucking cream for Wrecking Ball. No, sir. Wrecking Ball's got to work for a living just like everybody else. Since the Depression of 1992, 91. The SNL scammer, you know, Dave. The SNL. Had a lot of money tied up in that Arizona bank.
Why do you think I'm doing this tour?
I say that's a joke, sir. The life he leads is right still. The displeasure bearer thing was coming up, he said, wrote me a postcard. He said, because you know, but Wrecking Ball is the heart of the pleasure bearers. He wrote me a postcard, said, Dear Doe, living in Las Vegas, got tinfoil on the windows, hanging out with Elvis, who's getting really old and fucking crotchety. Wish you could come by, but Caesars is booked. Love and Stomps, Wrecking Ball. Every summer did 90 bucks of feathers from his shoes. Sing a little bit of a chicken stomp. We'll be right back.
Circle out, I put on the moo moo! Because my guitar just broke, and I mean broke all the way.
Big fucking poster!
But I've got the moo moo and the belt!
Can you feel Joey Harris's back?
ask y'all a question. Who built the pyramid? Who built Stonehenge? Who built East Rutherford?
What it cost vitamin E?
Some of you people out there are wondering what's going on down Bermuda Triangle.
You want to know what's going on down Bermuda Triangle?
Let me tell ya!
So Willie, I want you. So come on and eat it, you big fucking pussy, you.